Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad you're with us this evening, giving up part of your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the benefit of the six folks that are here tonight, a full house.
Hey.
All commission matters this evening and all the time are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. You all are invited to stay throughout the commission's meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. We ask that everyone in attendance behave themselves and act in an orderly fashion. Don't applaud anybody or be disruptive in any way. We do ask that if you have a telephone or pager or BlackBerry or anything like that, that you switch it off or turn it to silent service.
Yeah.
The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain this application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission, and anyone supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you.